Let us commence our worship this evening by singing hymn number 496. 496. Day of judgment, day of wonders, hark the trumpet's awful sound. Louder than a thousand thunders shakes the vast creation round. How the summons will the sinner's heart confound. Hymn number 496.
Thank you.
our reading from God's holy word, you will find in the Gospel according to John and chapter 14. And we'll read down to verse 20. The Gospel according to John, chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. We'll leave the reading there. May God bless his holy word to our souls. Now help John in prayer.
Oh, dear Lord, we do pray that thou bless the reading of thy word. Lord, as we were reminded a few months ago, oh, that instruction, oh, in thy word. Oh, Lord, as we have read thy word, we pray that there may be that instruction for us. Lord, do grant thy blessing upon us. And Lord, we do pray that thou be with us now as we gather together for our evening worship. And Lord, may we be in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Lord, we pray that thou come and gather with us this night. Lord, as we have not one of thy servants with us, but Lord, we pray that thou bless that which has been preached in the past. And Lord, may it prove to be thy appointment, that service, that sermon to be read. And maybe he being dead yet speaketh. Lord, we pray, oh, that thou wilt grant thy blessing upon the services today. Lord, we do thank thee. Oh, for another Sabbath day. Lord, we pray that thou'lt grant thy blessing. Lord, we pray that there may be that to go into the week with. Lord, thou knowest all that lies before us each. Lord, we do pray for thy help. Oh, as we venture forth. Lord, we thank thee for thy many mercies. Truly, thy mercies are very great. Lord, we would desire a truly thankful heart. No, we would seek thy forgiveness for our every sin. Lord, in mercy look upon us. Oh, grant us real repentance, real sorrow for sin. Lord, we pray. Oh, for a closer walk. Lord, we pray that we may not grieve. Oh, for that humble, humble walk. Oh, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Lord, do help us. Oh, to humble ourselves before thee. Lord, oh, we do pray that thou wilt so be with us, Lord. Thou knowest all things, and Lord, we look to thee. Lord, that thou wilt grant thy help. And Lord, we do pray that thou wilt, oh, so be with us as we venture forward. Lord, help us to look alone to thee. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt come up with thy servant expected in the week. And Lord, do give him that to bring before us. Lord, we pray thy blessing upon the service. Lord, do grant, Lord, thy servants much help as they come amongst us. And we pray that we may be a prayerful people. Lord, that they may come up, oh, and feel that there are the prayers in the pew. Lord, we pray, oh, that thou wilt grant thy blessing upon us as a people. Lord, may there be those signs following the preaching of the word. Oh, may one and another be constrained to come and tell what thou hast done for them. Lord, oh, we pray. Lord, as we heard on the past week, Lord. Oh, Lord, well knowest what thy purpose is for each one of us. Lord, what thou would have us to do. Lord, do make us each willing to do whatever thou hast set for us. And Lord, that there may be that love, Lord. Oh, willing by love, that constrained by love. So, Lord, do guide us each in whatever path thou would have us to go. And Lord, we do pray that thou'll be with the children, Lord. We thank thee for the children amongst us. Oh, the little ones, Lord, do be with them. May there be that generation to follow on in this place. Lord, we pray that thou'lt grant them, Lord, that love to thy house. Lord, we pray that there may be that following on. Oh, how quickly time goes. How quickly from one generation to the other, to the next. Lord, as we, some of us look back to our grandparents in this place, and then our parents. Lord, how quickly time has gone. Oh, but Lord, there is still that generation coming along. And we pray, Lord, that they'll keep them to this hour. Lord, keep them to thy ways. Lord, we do pray, oh, that thou wilt grant, Lord, there may be that increase, Lord, that growth. Oh, that thou wilt work in our midst. Lord, do, if it can be thy will, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt yet grant us a pastor. Lord, grant us a right desire. Lord, thou knowest the future of this place. Oh, help us to look to thee. And Lord, we pray too, Lord, as we see the work going on over the road, Lord, the Bethesda site, and Lord, those foundations going in. Lord, we pray that they'll go before them, Lord. Oh, and it may prove to be, Lord, thy appointment. Lord, thou knowest all things. Oh, we look to thee. Lord, we pray for the committee, Lord, that thou guide them in all steps and, Lord, all decisions taken. Lord, that thy will may be done. Now, Lord, we do pray for our denomination. Lord, a denomination that appears to be getting smaller. But, Lord, we pray, oh, that thou wilt work. Lord, have mercy on the twos and threes, Lord, who gather together. Help them to continue. Lord, we would thank thee where, Lord, there is evidence of thy work. Oh, in those, as it were, those small chapels, small congregations. Yet, Lord, thou art still at work. No, we do pray, Lord, that there may be a building up. Lord, that there may be that increase. Lord, we do pray, oh, that thou wilt bring in, Lord, oh, those from out in the village, Lord. Lord, we thank thee where thou hast brought in. Lord, we pray there may be others. Lord, any who may be listening online, Lord, we know not who they are or where they are. But there are regularly those who listen in, and Lord, we pray for them. And we pray, Lord, that if there is any in the village or local who are listening in, that they may be constrained, oh, to come within the doors. Lord, do work, we pray. And Lord, we do pray for our nation. Lord, thou knowest all that about us. We have a new government. We have a new prime minister. Oh, Lord, take control. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou'll, Lord, guide them. Oh, and we pray that thou'll put thy fear in them. Lord, that there may be that evidence, Lord. Oh, that there may be the evidences, Lord. Oh, that there are some, Lord, who will look to thee. Some who will speak out. Lord, we pray that thou would have mercy on them. Remember our other nations, Lord, not so favoured as us. Remember those in warfare. Lord, we pray that thou wilt yet bring that peace to them. Lord, we're not worthy of thy notice. Lord, we're not worthy. Oh, the many, many mercies we have. Lord, how we can gather here, oh, in the quietness of thy head. And yet, Lord, there are others in other lands who do not have such a privilege, who have to meet in secret, hidden away somewhere. Oh, but not out of eyesight. Lord, we pray. Oh, do hear their cries. Do appear for them, we pray. So then, do be with us tonight. Lord, remember our deacon at home, Lord, where he is. We pray thou wilt grant thy healing touch. Lord, do help him, do strengthen him. And if it can be thy will that he may again be able to come into thy house, Lord, we pray. Oh, that thou wilt so help him. Lord, do sanctify these things. Do help our deacon in reading. Lord, do bless the word. Oh, and may it prove to be, oh, a special day in thy house. We do ask it all in the name and for the sake of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hymn number 344. 344. For us the dear Redeemer died. Why are we then ashamed? We stand forever justified and cannot be condemned. Hymn number 344.
Thank you.
I'll try and read to you the evening sermon preached by Mr. Koval on the same text and the next verse. John, the Gospel according to John, chapter 14 and verses 1 and 2. John 14, verses 1 and 2. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. In the morning, we took a little notice of some of the troubles that the child of God was exercised with from the time that the blessed Spirit quickened his soul. We noticed that one of the troubles that exercised and perplexed him was the fear that his sins were too many and too great to find mercy at the hands of God. But we found that his heart need not be troubled on that ground, for Christ was able and willing to save to the uttermost all that came unto God by him. There are no sins too many or too great for his blood to cleanse and his mercy to pardon. We noticed that some were fearful that they were not troubled enough, because they had not felt the terrors of the law, nor sunk so deep in distress, fear, and anxiety as others have. But we noticed that God looks to the work of his own hands. We noticed that where there was an earnest desire to be right, faith in the Lord Jesus, love to God, and a desire to be saved, that was a good work, and such souls would come to their graves in peace. We noticed that some were much exercised, cast down and troubled on account of the warfare they found. Flesh against spirit, and spirit against flesh, so that they could not do the things that they would. They cried and sighed on account of the abominations they felt within, and said from their hearts, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? We notice that such need not be troubled, since death, which puts an end to life, will put an end to sin. It was a proof that they were made partakers of a divine nature that made them sigh and cry on account of the works of the flesh. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. Now you believe that God is a holy God, that he is a just God, that he is a great God, that he is a faithful God, that he is a mighty God, that he is a prayer-hearing God, and a prayer-answering God. You believe all this. Then, says the Son of God, believe also in me, that I am a mighty Saviour, able and willing. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Whatever is your state, need, or condition, or whatever you are in trouble about, I will in no wise cast you out. If you are a babe, a young man, or a father, I will in no wise cast you out. If you cannot do without me, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. What a mercy to have a grain of faith in the Christ of God and to be able to say, we do believe, help thou our unbelief. What a mercy, my friends, that God's word is yea and amen. On this firm rock believers build, his word shall stand, his truth prevail, and not one jot nor tittle fail. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Believe that I am your brother, born for adversity, a friend that loveth at all times. When speaking of his spouse, he calls her my love, my dove, my undefiled. He says, whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my mother and sister and brother. What a mercy to believe in him as such. You know, it was the brotherhood that made Joseph treat his brethren so kindly, return their money in their sacks, and send them home well laden to their father. When he saw Benjamin, he said, is this your youngest brother, of whom ye spake? He fell upon his neck and kissed him, and blessed him in the name of the Lord. He never did to the Egyptians what he now does for his brethren. He says, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Doth my father yet live? Go and tell him of all my glory in Egypt. Make haste and bring him down. You shall dwell in the best of the land. I will feed you and take care of you, for yet there are 5 years of famine. O fearful, O faithless, in mercy he cries, my promise, my truth, are they light in thy eyes? Still I am with thee, my promise shall stand. Through tempest and tossing, I'll bring thee to land. He means what he says. He is bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. We have an interest in the blessed Son of God. Therefore he will provide for us, look to us and take care of us. In a spiritual sense, he is Joseph, our brother, and the Father has committed all into his hands. It is out of his fullness we receive grace for grace. Not a heavenly emotion, nor an earnest desire, not a grain of faith, not a budding hope do we feel, but it flowed from the blessed Son of God. All comes through him. As long as we are in this wilderness, he will see to us and take care of us. Now, ye believe in God, believe also in me. While we have a rich, tender, loving brother who has mercy in bags that were never opened, love that was never fathomed, grace and kindness that can never be told, and gold and silver and the hearts of all men in his hands, let us believe in him. again, believe that I am your husband. He comes closer still. No man hateth his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Therefore, says Paul, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Husbands, love your wives, as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. We will hear him speak for himself. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Henceforth I call you not servants, but friends. For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. Hence, as the poet says, I feel at my heart all thy sighs and thy groans. For thou art most near me, my flesh and my bones. In all thy distresses thy head feels the pain, yet all are most needful, not one is in vain. Therefore there is not a temptation, a trial, or a trouble goes across your breast, and you are exercised with, but he has sympathy with you and feeling towards, and will see that it shall work for your good and do you good. Say you, surely this is too condescending for the blessed Son of God to take notice of these things. Hearken. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. You have trodden upon my toes, you have touched my spouse. You have laid hold of some of my lambs. Believe also in me. Whatever is your need, or whatever you may be passing through, your head feels it. You know, if anyone were to tread on your foot as you go out from the chapel, or as you are walking along, your tongue would cry out, "How you hurt me." They did not touch your head or your tongue, but it would call out because it has sympathy with the foot. Thy Maker is thy husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. The God of the whole earth shall he be called. Behold, I am married unto you. Therefore it is said, he hateth putting away. When the people said to the Son of God, Moses told us that we might give a writing of divorcement and put away our wives, he answered them, because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses wrote you this precept. But from the beginning it was not so. The Son of God left his father and married the church, and what God has joined together, no man can put asunder. Therefore he calls her his spouse. My delight is in her. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. Ye believe in God, believe also in me, that I will take care of you. What? Would Christ unite us unto himself in faith, draw our affections after him, so that we can say, Thy desire shall be to thine husband, and he shall rule over thee? Espouse us to himself by the blessed influence of the Holy Ghost, and then take care of and see to the world, and let his own spouse want, be trodden down and persecuted, or die in wretchedness and despair. Tell it not in Gath, publish it not in the streets of Ascalon, lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. I am faithful and loving, mighty and good. All that is in God is in me. Do you believe that God is what he is? If ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. So you see, we have 10 parts in the king. He is our near kinsman. He must see to us. You may stand still. You will see. He will do it. Naomi knew all about it. Hence she said to Ruth, Where have you gleaned together today, my daughter? She said, The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. Naomi said, Blessed be he of the Lord, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead. The man is near of kin unto us, one of our next kinsmen. You do what I say. See where the man lays down tonight. Go and lay yourself down at his feet, and tell him when he awakes he is your kinsman, and ask him to do the kinsman's part. She saw where he lay, and she went and uncovered his feet, and lay down there. When the man awoke in the night, a woman lay at his feet, and he said, Who art thou? I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. Boaz said, There is a kinsman nearer than I. But if he will not do the kinsman's part, I will do to thee all that thou requirest. For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman. Then he gave her an earnest. He filled her veil with corn and said, Do not go home empty to your mother-in-law. When she got home, Naomi said to her, Sit still, my daughter, for the man will not rest until he has finished the thing this day. You know how it ended. Then Boaz said to the people of the city, You are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and his sons, and Ruth the Moabitess have I purchased to be my wife. Has the blessed Son of God never given you an earnest when you have been waiting upon him? Has he not encouraged your heart when you have been seeking his face and entreating his favour? Has he never given you a sweet token, shed abroad his love in your heart, given you faith to believe in him and to lay hold of him, and made you feel, Whom have I in heaven but thee? Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. He is our next kinsman. He is bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. For as much as the children were partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and bring life and immortality to light through the gospel. Therefore, what does he say? Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Behold, I and the children which God hath given me. When he comes to the Father, he says, not one of them is lost, but the son of perdition. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. See what a rich and loving husband we have got. He will never put away. With heaven and earth at his command, he waits to answer prayer. Angels fly at his bidding, and devils tremble at his frowns. He will look after us because we have an interest in him. In my Father's house are many mansions. This is in a way of figure. We do not expect there are houses either of gold, silver, brick, or stone in heaven, but something better than these. Oh, what the child of God has got in reversion. And this word reversion means the right of possession at the end. The best is to come, man. We may indeed say, hold out faith and patience. What is to come? Released from sin and sorrow here, the conflict now is o'er, and feasted well with heavenly cheer, they live to die no more. Therefore we may say, death is no more a frightful foe, since I with Christ shall reign. With joy I leave this world below, for me to die is gain. Paul knew that. So he said, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Does it not make your mouth water? Oh, to get there. Bunyan's Pilgrim Progress tells us when he saw Hopeful and Christian go in, he saw the streets were all of gold, and such glories, beauties, and dazzling things, that as they shut the door, he wished he was there too. Does your heart pant to be there? Oh, may I live to reach the place where he unveils his lovely face, where all his beauties you behold, and sing his name to harps of gold. If that is your longing, earnest desire, and the real beating of your heart, you will get there, you will sing there. Again, you read in dear Bunyan's book, when Christian was on the road, Pliable overtook him and wanted him to go back, but he said no. We find as soon as they got into some little trouble, Pliable said, you may keep the brave country for me. He had not tasted of the world to come. He had never seen the king in his beauty, what it is to get to heaven and what these mansions are. What are they? There is eternal love in which you may live forever and ever, There is immortal life, where the sun never goes down, but where the sun of righteousness fills the place. There is joy that never cloys, nor ever ends. Here we get just a drop of joy, but a great deal of sorrow. Just a little bright shining, then many dark days. Just a sweet look, and then have to sigh and cry, when wilt thou come unto me? But there will be mansions of joy and love. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God. The city of God is, the river of God is full of water. Eternal, everlasting, boundless love for saints to swim in. Such mansions, the Lord will lead them to fountains of living waters, and will wipe away all tears from their eyes. There is a mansion of peace without the least sorrow, bitterness, fear, doubt or misgiving. All peace. The God of peace fills their hearts and fills the place. So they sing and never tire, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. In my Father's house are many mansions. I dare say some of you, when you go about, say, that was my father's or grandfather's, but it has passed into other hands. In heaven are everlasting habitations. If I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. He means what he says. He is too holy to deceive us, and too good to forget us. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro through the earth to show himself strong on the behalf of them that fear him. Mine eyes are upon my people, and ever towards them. In my Father's house are many mansions. You will surely inhabit them. Paul says, There is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. There is a palm and a robe. Oh, to get there, my friends. How often I have felt, I expect if I live long, I shall feel the same again. I would not mind crawling on my hands and knees all my life to get to heaven at last. It does sparkle in mine eyes. It does indeed shine in my soul. Oh, to get there, and there to see his face, and never, never sin, but from the riches of his grace, drink endless pleasures in. Who can give us such things as these? The world often tells us about her pleasures and profits, gains and delights, but then she is a cheat. No doubt there are some here ready to believe what the world says. But you will find I speak right. I am impartial in what I say. I have no desire to deceive you. I speak to you in sincerity and in truth, in the sight of the God of heaven. I wish you well. I desire your good and profit, and can lay my hand on my heart and say, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, do I tell you this? I will tell you what the world will do. Notwithstanding all it may tell you about its profits, pleasures and gains, and what you shall have if you pursue it, it will serve you the same as Jael served Sisera. He was tired and weary. He came to Jael's tent and said, "Give me a little water, I pray you." "Turn in, my lord," she said. "Lay down here and I will cover your feet and will stand at the door to guard you." So she opened a bottle of milk and he drank some and thought she was a kind creature and lay down securely as he thought. No sooner was he asleep than with a nail and a hammer she fastened him to the ground. That is just how the world will serve you. It will tell you of many things, but it will give you nothing of all it promises. The wages of sin is death. Now the mansion, the gift of God, is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He will not deceive us. The world promises us a deal of good, but does not give it. The Son of God tells us about denying self and taking up the cross, and then gives us a great deal of good. He says, "If you come after me, you will have tribulation. You will find plenty of things to annoy, distress, and perplex you in this life. But mind," he means this also, "he that endures to the end shall be saved." When your body droops in death and your spirit ascends, as God sends his angels to gather his people together, the first sweet taste and heavenly welcome will be this: "Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without?" These mansions are everlasting habitations. Gold, silver, and precious stones are as dirt, rubbish, sticks, and straws to the smiles and presence of the Son of God, to be filled with the Holy Ghost and to walk the heavenly streets in love and peace throughout eternity. An awful yet a glorious sight to see believers die. They smile and bid the world good night and take their flight on high. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I would have told you if there were nothing after death, if you need not to look out for or expect anything. I am the faithful and true witness. A faithful witness will not lie. I go to prepare a place for you. Who are these people? He was speaking to his disciples at this time. We will look at one of them. He shall be a sample for the rest. You will see whether you are like him. Poor Peter cried out as he saw somewhat of the beauty and holiness there was in the Son of God, "Depart from me, O Lord, for I am a sinful man." Then it is for sensible sinners, penitent sinners, sorrowing sinners, grieving sinners. I go to prepare a place for you, who are sorry on account of your sins and are anxious to forsake them, that grieve on account of them and really are sensible sinners. Are you one of these folks? Does the Lord see you at his feet at times, sighing on account of the abominations that are done in the midst, grieving because you cannot love him as you would, and because in many things you offend all? Do you know what it is to strike your breast and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner? Lord, I am a sinner, I know. I am grieved and often cast down about it. Pardon mine iniquity, for it is great, and save me from my sins. A place is prepared for you, poor thing. Who would ever think that a poor creature like you that can say, I who am but dust and ashes, that can say with Job, I abhor myself, and that can say, I am not worthy of the least of all thy mercies, should have such a place prepared for you? It is prepared for those that are poor in spirit. The Son of God looked round about on his disciples when he was pronouncing this and said, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Are you poor in spirit? Have you no righteousness to bring? Nothing in my hands I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. Naked, come to thee for dress. Helpless, look to thee for grace. Black, I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. Are you one of these? It is for you. Surely it is too good to be true, say you. But it is true. It is for you whose hearts are after him. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Does your heart ever beat towards him? Can you say at times, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee? Can you say at times that you love him above father, mother, husband, brother, and above all the world calls good or great? It is for you. It is for you whose faith is upon him and who are willing to go after him. Faith sees him just as he is. And as the word of God reveals him, he says, Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That is, teachable, simple, sincere men that sit down at his feet and who can say in truth, Lord, send thy spirit down on babes that long to learn. If you are one of them, it is for you. This is as certainly true as the word of God is true. Well, say you, I can say I am one of these people. The devil will dispute it. Your unbelief will question it. I will venture to say you will try to hold it. It seems too good to be true, but less would not do. While I'm speaking, you may say, I'm sure I'm one of them. Can it be possible that such a poor creature as I shall get to heaven and inhabit one of those glorious mansions? It is true, but I have no doubt you will have a fight for it. God bless some part of the 10th chapter of John to dear Bunyan, and the devil tried hard to get it away. He says, he pulled and I pulled. I have no doubt, while I've been speaking, you have said in your spirit, it is for me. Do not presume, says the devil. Your unbelief says, do not be too confident. you had better get another token. I will venture to say there is a tussle in your heart. You would, but cannot believe. You would lay hold, but your hand is not strong enough. But Christ holds it for you. Hearken, if you cannot believe, he abideth faithful. He will not deny himself. Therefore say the words of my text, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. Stephen, will you announce the last hymn?
God willing, Mr. Jabez Rutt will preach on Wednesday. Next Lord's Day, Mr. Jonathan Buss, who will also administer the Lord's Supper. Our closing hymn is number 774, and we will sing just the last four verses. That's 774, beginning at verse 10. These trials weaklings suffer here, censure and scorn without, and from within what's worse to bear, despondency and doubt. Do thou direct our feeble hearts to trust thee for the whole, the work of grace in all its parts, accomplish in the soul. 774 from verse 10.
Thank you.
O Lord, we pray for thy blessing upon thy truth, that those things we have heard today may remain in our hearts, that we may hoard up the precious word and feed thereon and grow. Go on to seek to know the Lord and practice what we know. Oh, give us faith to be looking to thee for all things, to be trusting. Lord, come and work it in us. And these things we have heard tonight, the prospect, confirm it in each of our souls. Do not leave any of us short of it. Encourage us by it. Set our affections there and not here. So be with us through this week before us. Keep our hearts. Keep us looking, waiting, watching for thee, for thy work. Speak the word to our souls, confirm it, fulfill it. And pardon our iniquity. Receive now our praise and worship. Be with us as we part, and forgive the failings even today. But oh, what is thine? Lord, prosper it. We ask for Jesus Christ's sake. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.